The Anna Phillips Experience. One of Ellen White's concerns at this time was the mishandling on the part of some leading brethren in America of Anna Phillips and her claims to special revelations from God. Miss Anna Phillips, sometimes spoken of as Anna Rice, for she had been taken into the Rice family, felt she had been called by God to serve as a special messenger to the church, inspired by heavenly visions. She wrote testimonies, first to the Rices and then to other husbands and wives, touching on their personal experiences. These were earnest appeals for purity of life, with teachings that went beyond the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. Messages were directed to the leaders of the church aimed at giving guidance in administering the work. Correspondence from America called the matter to Ellen White's attention. On November 1, 1893, she wrote to Elder and Mrs. Rice cautioning them not to become involved with Anna Phillips and her writings. Almost 2 months went by before she addressed herself again to the matter. On her journey back from New Zealand, she had a few days in Sydney. There, on December 23, she wrote a general warning in the form of a 10-page letter addressed to dear brethren and sisters. It opened, "I have a message to you from the Lord. Brother Rice is not engaged in the work which the Lord would have him to do. He cannot see the outcome of this work which he has taken up. Anna Phillips is being injured. She is led on, encouraged in a work which will not bear the test of God." In a 9-page letter written January 14, 1894, in Melbourne to A.T. Jones, Mrs. White discussed several matters. On page 5 she reported that word had reached her that Jones was giving encouragement to Anna Phillips, and even reading some of her messages in public in such a way that people found it hard to discern when he was reading from her writings and when he was reading from Ellen White's pen. She urged, "I want you to consider this carefully, for the Lord has given me light to the effect that the attention of the people is not to be called to Anna Phillips." In the first paragraph of her 10-page letter to Jones, written March 15, 1894, she dealt quite fully with the situation. She pointed out that God had not called Anna Phillips to follow on after the testimonies. She wrote, "Many things in these visions and dreams seem to be all straight, a repetition of that which has been in the field for many years, but soon they introduce a jot here, a tittle of error there, just a little seed which takes root and flourishes, and many are defiled therewith." W. M. Adams, who was a student at Battle Creek College in 1894, has recounted his experience. He heard Elder Jones preaching in the Battle Creek Tabernacle. In the sermon, Jones intermingled some of the messages of Anna Phillips with those he read from the testimonies, and asked the congregation whether they did not hear the same voice in each. The people were left in confusion. The next morning, Adams was at the post office in the Review and Herald building, writing a postcard home. Jones came in and asked for his mail. He was handed a long envelope with Ellen White's name and the return address. He dropped on the bench, tore the envelope open, and began to read. Adams reports that as Jones read, tears came to his eyes and fell on the sheets of paper. Soon A.O. Tate came in, and Jones addressed him. "Oscar, come here. Sit down. You heard me preach that sermon yesterday?" "Yes," replied Elder Tate. "Well, read this," Jones said as he handed him the testimony he had just received from Ellen White. After Tate had read it, Jones asked, "Who told Sister White a month ago that I was going to preach that sermon about Anna Phillips as a prophetess?" "Ah, you know, Alonzo," Tate answered in his calm yet firm way. "Yes, I do know. God knew what I was going to do, and he impressed Sister White a month before I preached the sermon to send the testimony that I am wrong. Look at that date." It was a thoughtful week for the brusque and ever-ready A.T. Jones. Adams reported that the next Sabbath he again preached in the tabernacle and that he read portions of the testimony he received Sunday morning. He said, "I am wrong, and I confess it. Now I am right, the Review and Herald, July 7, 1949. Elder W.W. Prescott also became a supporter of Anna Phillips, but a few hours before he was to address the students at Walla Walla College, intending to introduce some of her messages, he was handed a copy of a letter from Mrs. White dealing with the matter. It was the first to come to his attention, and he dropped his plans.
S. N. Haskell, president of the California Conference, happened to be at Walla Walla at the time. He exclaimed as he wrote to Ellen White of the incident, "I have heard about testimonies coming just in season, but I never experienced such providence before." S. N. Haskell to EGW, March 31, 1894.